Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 264. Sing hymn 264. Thank you to the grace of the Lord that now we will continue with our Bible reading on the Psalms 57. Let us turn to Psalms 57, 5-7. This is a Psalm of David. Psalm 57, verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me, for in thee my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of thy wings I will take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. 2. I cry to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. 3. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame those who trample upon me. Selah. God will send forth his steadfast love and his faithfulness. 4. My soul is in the midst of lions that greedily devour or are aflame the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongues sharp swords. 5. be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth. 6. They set a net for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my way, but they have fallen into it themselves. Selah. Verse 7. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. 8. Awake, my soul, my glory. Awake, O harp and lyre, or lyre. I will awake the dawn. 9. I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to thee among the nations. 10. For thy steadfast love is great to the heavens, thy faithfulness to the clouds. 11. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth. So this Psalms 57, as recorded in the topic here given, it tells us to the choir master. So again, we know that this is a song. So it is sung in the house of the Lord or during public worship. And here says, according to do not destroy. We will mention this later. And here says, it is a miktam of psalms. So when we say a miktam, miktam tells us it is a golden and excellent or prominent psalms. Alright? So Hebrew, when we say miktam, it is an engraving. So here tells a golden psalms, an excellent psalms, or a prominent psalms. So since this is a song, we say that it is a choice piece. Alright, so this is a special psalm. So here tells about the psalm of David. And here says, when he fled from Saul in the cave. So if we look at the background here, it tells us at the time when David fled from Saul. So in the past, we have studied on the Psalms 52. Psalms 52, here in the topic given, tell us it is a masque of David when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul, David has come to the house of Ahimelech. So here also tells us about David's problem at the time about this Doeg. Then also we have done in the Psalms 54. It tells us about a masque of David when the Ziphites, they are from Judah, David's fellow men. But here says the Ziphites went and told Saul, David is in hiding among us. Alright, so Psalms 52-54 tell us about David's problem at the time. Doeg and the Ziphites, they make known the location of David to Saul. But now in the Psalms 57, it tells us David himself now, he fled from Saul. And at the time he was in the cave, hiding in the cave. And if we look at the Psalms 142, if you look at the topic given, here says a masque of David when he was in the cave, a prayer. So Psalms 142 also tells us at the time David was in the cave. So if we look at the historical background, we know that twice David, he hid himself in the cave. We can refer this to the 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1. Verse 1. Then David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brother and his father's house heard it, they went down to him there. So here tells us, at the time, David, he hid himself in the cave of Adullam. But if we continue in the 1 Samuel chapter 24, 1 Samuel chapter 24, let us read verses 1 down to 3. 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 1 down to 3. When Saul returned from following the Philistines, he was told, "Behold, David is in the wilderness of Engedi." Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to seek David and his men in front of the wild goat's rocks. 3. And he came to the sheepfold by the way, where there was a cave, and Saul went in to relieve himself. Now David and his men were sitting in the innermost part of the cave. Alright, so here tells us the second time David hid himself in the cave from the presence of Saul. Alright, so most probably this Psalms 57, it tells us about the second time when he hid himself in the cave. So here tells us, as the topic in Psalms 57, it is a mid-time of David when he fled from Saul in the cave. So it should be in the cave in the NGD. So this Psalms 57, we can divide it into two parts. If you look at the verse 5, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth." And if you read verse 11, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth." So it is the same verse. Alright, so from this, we can know that there are two parts to this Psalms 57. The first part from verses 1 to 5, then the second part from the verses 6 down to 11. So in the first part, it tells us about the prayer of David for the help, for the mercy. And the second part, from the verse 6, it tells us about the praise and the thanksgiving of David. Now we run to the first part. So in the first part here, from the verses 1 down to 3, this is the prayer of David for the mercy of the Lord. So verse 1, "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in thee my soul takes refuge." Alright, so he prayed for the mercy of the Lord. And he says, "In the shadow of thy wings I will take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by." So it is likened here as the hen gathers her brood under her wings so that they will be protected. So at the time, David turned to the Lord God to take refuge, protection from the Lord, until, likened here, the storms of destruction pass by, until in the end, he will be delivered from the danger towards his life. Alright, and in the verse 2, here he says, "I cry to the God Most High." So it is the Lord God Most High, and to God who fulfills his purpose for me. Alright, so he turned back to the Lord. God has his purpose in the life of David. So from here, we are able to know David was one who totally was submissive to God, to the will of the Lord. So definitely, David will not act according to the ways of man, the method of man. Alright, so that's why here he says, verse 2, "I cry to the God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me." So definitely there is a purpose, there is a reason. So David will not want to use human way to intervene. If we look back to the historical part, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 24. 1 Samuel chapter 24, let's read from the verses 4 down to 7. 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 4 down to 7. Verse 4, and the man of David said to him, here is the day of which the Lord said to you, behold, I will give your enemy into your hand, and you shall do to him as it has been, as it had seemed good to you. Then David arose and stealthily cut off the skirt of Saul's robe. And afterward David's heart smote him, because he had cut off Saul's skirt. 6. He said to his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, but put forth my hand against him, seeing that he is the Lord's anointed. So David perverted his men with these words, and did not permit them to attack Saul. And Saul rose up and left the cave and went upon his way. Alright, so here tells us, at the time, David, he had a chance to take revenge. He can kill Saul, but he did not do it. Because everything is in the hands of the Lord. So that's why in the Psalms 57, just now we say in the title, topic given to the choir's master, according to do not destroy. So some say this, it relates to this story, do not destroy. So David, he lived a life according to the will of the Lord. And because at the time, Saul was the Lord's anointed, so he will not use human ways to act upon it. Alright, so he will not want to take revenge, but he hand over his whole life into the hands of the Lord. So that's why Psalms 57 verse 2, I cry to God Most High. He's the only God that can have mercy and help to protect him under his wings. So to God who fulfills his purpose for me. So everything is in the hands of the Lord and is not in his hand. So verse 3, he will send from heaven and save me. So David was very sure. He will put to shame those who trampled upon me. Why? Because he says God will send forth his steadfast love and his faithfulness. Alright, so here tells us at the time, David prayed for the mercy of the Lord. And in the verse 4, we know here, David now tells us about Saul and his men. They were likened to the beast, to the animal. So he says, my soul is in the midst of lions. They are those who are readily greedy to devour. They are those who are aflame with fire. They are those burning with the rage and the anger. So their teeth are like spears and arrows. Their tongues sharp sword. Alright, so here he described his enemy using this. Of course, today, we not only are concerned about the physical enemy, but of course, we say the spiritual enemy, the devil. He is like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And of course, we know this is recorded in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, from verse 17, the lower portion, to verse 18, Paul also tells us that he was rescued from the lion's mouth. So the Lord will save him from all evil and to save him into the heavenly kingdom. Alright, so today we also pray that the Lord not only help us when we faced with difficulties from men, evil men, but of course today from the devil, our enemy, who is always there to want to devour us. So in his Psalms, then the first part here, he concluded with a praise. So verse 5, be exalted, O God, above the heavens, let thy glory be over all the earth. So in the second part now, from the verses 6 down to 11, it tells us about the praise and the thanksgiving. So again, he repeat about the work of his enemy, Saul. So verse 9, they set a net for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dig up a pit in my way. So these are the work of his enemies. So they set up a net and dig up a pit. But yet, David, he was very sure. even though he repeat about the works of his enemies. But here he says the lower portion, verse 6, but they have fallen into it themselves, Selah. Alright, so David, he was very, very sure about the deliverance of the Lord. Because in the first part, in the verse 3, also there is a Selah. So David was sure, he will save me from heaven and save me. He will put to shame those who trample upon me. So the Lord will put to shame his enemies. Then here in the verse 6, even though they set a net, even though they dug up a pit and his soul was bowed down, but yet David concluded, but they have fallen into it themselves. Alright, so David knew the Lord will act. David knew the Lord will be his deliverer. So in the verse 7 onwards now, he gives praises to the Lord. So he says, my heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. So this is important. So he was very firm. He will continue to rely on God and not to act according to human emotions or human ways, or even to act upon the advice of others. Just likened to his fellow men at the time. They says, even now, God has given you this opportunity to kill Saul. But no, David will not act according to human ways, human feelings, human emotions. He will not want to act according to the advice. So he was firm to walk in the purpose of the Lord. So he knew there was a reason, so he will not interfere, but he hand everything into the hands of the Lord. So here tells us, David tells us, he was steadfast, alright? So he will continue to praise the Lord, he sing and make melody. So verse 8, awake my soul, awake, O harp. So he will, in the early morning, he says, I awake the dawn. So from even early morning, he will continuously give praise to the Lord. So verse 9, I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the peoples, the Israelites. I will sing praises to thee among the nations, meet the Gentiles. Why? Verse 10, for the steadfast love is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness to the cloud. So this is the same as he mentioned in the verse 3, the lower portion. He told us about the steadfast love and the faithfulness of the Lord. So David praised and thanked the Lord. He was very sure about the steadfast love and the faithfulness of the Lord. So he will be very firm to trust and rely on him. So verse 11, again he says, be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over the earth. So as a conclusion, as a teaching to this Psalms 57, let's turn to Romans chapter 12. Let's turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, let us read from the verse 14, then 17 to 21. Romans chapter 12, verse 14. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Let us continue, 17 to 21. Verse 17. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all. 19. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine. Okay, so let's remember, let us not take vengeance. Let us not do this, but we hand it into the hands of the Lord. For here the Lord says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So verse 20, no, if your enemy is hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them a drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals upon their heads. Alright, so here this is a metaphor for the smelting metal. We know that the metal, it is hard. But now, in the fire, they will be softened. It will melt or liquefy. Alright, so today, by us doing good to our enemies, to those who hate us, we will be able to soften their hearts, to melt them. in the end, they are not able to withstand what we do, so they will be remorseful. They will repent, or they may turn to be the better. Alright, so today, let us not avenge ourselves. So 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So we pray that the Lord guide us, so that we are able to do good to those who hate us. So that's why this is a miktam. It is a golden, excellent, and a prominent psalms. May the Lord help us. Now we will pray. We pray the Lord continue to lead us and to guide us. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Let's recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We thank to the grace of Lord Jesus Christ. We'll end our session here. May all praises, thanks, and glory be given unto the name of the Lord. Amen.